I am Mark Davis. I am a conservation biologist at the Illinois Natural History Survey. Our role here is to really begin to understand trends in bat populations here in Illinois. Using a variety of different techniques, capturing and netting these bats, acoustic monitoring, both stationary locations and mobile transects, we're trying to get a handle on what are the status and trends of bat populations in the state of Illinois. Bats in North America are struggling, and certainly the impacts of white-nose syndrome are being felt very heavily by these organisms. People began to notice on the East Coast really high amounts of mortality in caves that bats have been hibernating in for generations. The bats that were dying had these telltale white fungus patches on them, most often on their nose, but on other places. And that's white-nose syndrome. And some of the species that have been placed on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Endangered Species list, like the Indiana bat, the northern long-eared bat, really high mortality rates in the winter. And some species, you can see upwards of 99% of the bats in a cave are going to die every winter. And so bat populations have been crashing. But even before white-nose syndrome, bats and a lot of other biodiversity components have been challenged. It's pretty remarkable the amount of change that has occurred on this landscape in, generally speaking, a really narrow window of time. The pace of change is so fast that the bulk of our biodiversity simply can't keep pace with it. We're talking orders of magnitude in difference between how fast conditions are changing on the ground and how fast these organisms are able to evolve. We throw a microphone up out the window of a truck and we drive a route, basically, recording the whole time, and it's right around dusk. And the rationale behind it is that you can cover a bit more ground and you can get an idea of what's occurring in an area rather than at a static point. We have terabytes of data at the end of the summer from all these locations, so massive amounts of data. And depending on what we find, then again, this informs our decision-making in the future. If we are getting these threatened and endangered species in those transects, then we have some good justification to think, well, all right, well, this is the location where next year we need to maybe set up a stationary long-term monitoring or maybe do some mist netting. So what happens is that we'll head to a site. So we'll wait till about a half hour before sunset, and then we hit that time period and the nets go up and we go to work. Every 10 minutes, we'll walk the nets. Any bats that are in there, we'll quickly as possible get them out of the netting, place them in a bag, and then return to our sort of workstation where we will collect all the data that we need. And the hope is that as we move forward into the future, we can take that information and hand it over to those managers on the landscape so they can continue to make the best choices when it comes to managing habitats for these really important species. I think it's easy in the moment to have a very negative viewpoint that things are really, really bad and they're only going to get worse. And so when we as a society decide to steel our resolve to making the sorts of changes that are required, it makes a huge impact. I think it's reaffirming being out there in the dead of night, netting bats. There's some time to think, and you're reminded when you're in just the crushing beauty of nature that, well, this is why I decided to do this. This is why I want to be here. And this is how I can leave some lasting legacy. If, you know, when I'm gone, well gone, these bats are still here. And that's because of the work that we've done in our team.